Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're having an amazing conversation with Ling Juan Albert. And just, I mean, we're really diving into, obviously, how important it is to have an occupational therapist in your life. But I think she might be taken because Marlene, you know, already is stealing her from the show. What's really important, you know, we were talking during the break, is the prevention piece. It's a lot of people we know in their lives, the emergency happens, then they have to deal with it. And as we said, it can really impact your life. So let's get to some possible tips.
Okay. So let's first talk about where do you fall? Where is the most common place? Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, it's your own home. 6 out of 10 falls happen in your own home, wow. Which is a familiar place. You probably move around without paying much attention, right? You don't think about safety in your home. You know, you feel comfortable. And a lot of people fall in their own kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. So let's talk about then what can we do, right, if falling is so terrible. According to the medical literature, the top three interventions for fall prevention are exercise, take care of your vision, and environmental assessment and modification of your own home. So let's start with exercise. Mm-hmm. So exercise means you do things that you can strengthen yourself, you can improve your endurance, and you can improve your balance. Of course, you want to do your exercise safely. That is very important. You can take a walk in the park. Doing it outdoor will be better if the condition allows you to do that, because you can expose to sunlight. That will also help your circadian rhythm, mm-hmm. that you see sunlight and then you come in, and it is good for your sleep as well. Let's say if, you know, it's icy outside, it's too cold outside, it's okay to use a treadmill or go to the gym. Or join an exercise class in a health club in your neighborhood.
And I just want to, you know, segue through Project Independence. We do offer free exercise and balance courses over at Yes We Can, where, you know, it is a fall prevention. We have all kinds of free exercise classes, whether it's Tai Chi, yoga, Zumba. We have a fitness class. So I really want, and you know, an all day. We're partnered with all the local hospitals to provide programs too, and it's mm-hmm. there's a lot of out there, you know.
Yes.
And it's important to note that there are these classes that you can do, and it's worth it.
Yes, totally. It's so worth it that it's just priceless, right? There are also like a Tai Chi classes, mm-hmm. that really help the balance and movement coordination as
Is that similar to the Qigong? Excuse me, you know, if you're doing Qigong, they have so many Qigong exercises for health as well. Yoga for health.
Yes.
Qigong for health.
Right.
There's so many different things.
Yes.
But as Christina just said, you can come here. It's all, that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
We're about taking care of the senior population. And you are an integral part.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's your first tip for us, is exercise.
Exercise, mm-hmm. yes.
And to work with us. In other words, we should be working with occupational therapists.
And physical therapists
and physical
as well.
Therapists as well. But it's wonderful to incorporate all this together. Thank you again. I'm not interrupting. Go to the
It's okay. You asked so many good questions.
Okay, but no,
especially if you have certain condition that you are worried about exercising by yourself or going to a class, you should really see a physical therapist first to know how to exercise safely.
And they could even give you exercises, you know, to do at home. You know, I want to stress that, you know, obviously we all wish we can run around and be active.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people can't get out. But there are little things you can do, you know, at home that really can, you know, prevent you from falling.
When I go to my boxing class, there's a woman who is in her mid-70s. She is in great shape. Like, she's strong. Like, so, you know, everyone is different. There are people who can just join regular young people class, and then, or you can go to senior classes. And there are condition-specific classes as well. You know, not to do a commercial, but in NYIT, we have Parkinson's disease specific exercise class.
Wow.
So people don't feel intimidated,
wonderful.
Even with Parkinson's disease.
Wonderful.
So do a little bit of weightlifting if that is appropriate for you. That will help grow your muscles and build some strength, and that will help prevent fall as well. And talk to your physical therapist if you are not sure about that. And check with your doctor, your cardiologist, see if you can add some cardiovascular exercise in your routine. Another big thing we would like to focus on is make sure you get your vision check. Go to eye exams regularly. Your prescription may change, so your glasses may not be good for you anymore. There are people who may have a little bit of uncertainty with their balance, so they may need to look down as they step over a curb or a bump. And if they are wearing bifocal lenses, right? The lower part may be actually for reading instead of like a distance. So they may get a little confused and not really seeing things very well. And if you notice that you have some issues in your eyes, go to see an ophthalmologist as soon as possible, because many eye conditions can be treated when being diagnosed early. Another thing I would like to talk about, which is very important as well, is home assessment and modifications. Whether you believe or not, there are so many small hazards in our home.
I know the dreaded throw rugs. That's what you always hear.
Yes, that is the first thing.
Like, get rid of all throw rugs in the house.
People come in. Do you have throw rugs?
Yeah, that's true.
So throw rugs, we would encourage you to remove them. I know they look so good, and that is something that you have been keeping in your home for a long time. But, you know, we will help you how to make some small changes. Lighting, very important. Plenty of lighting in your house. In the morning, open the curtains, get some sunlight in the house. Night light at night to guide you to the bathroom. If you have a condition that going to the bathroom at night is really difficult, consider using a bedside mode. That could be helpful as well.
Could you repeat that? Use a
bedside mode. That is like a toilet frame with a bucket that you can put next to your bed.
And it has a chair attached at times.
Right, it has the handles, the arm rests that you can push yourself.
Wonderful.
And consider to put a couple grab bars in your bathroom, especially area when you step into your bathtub or your shower. Do not use the towel racks. You can pull it off. Do not use the bars with the suctions. You can pull it off. If you are doing a renovation in your house anyway or in your bathroom anyway, consider to put in a walk-in shower and replace your bathtub.
And what they can do is they can make a shower, which I happen to have in my home, which is a walk-in shower. You just walk in, and it's just, I did that years ago. And without embarrassment, I actually did that, made it a handicapped shower in order for me to get into the shower at all times and not have to go over anything because I couldn't get into my bathtub at one time. It's the bathtub, and they make the bathtubs which you can, you know, open a door to go into your bathtub as well. I think that's most important, to be able to have that access for your health, for
everything.
Right? Yes.
Even
though
maybe at this time you feel I don't really need it, right?
But it's preparing.
Right. But it doesn't hurt, right? If you're doing a bathroom renovation anyway. So let's say if you do have a bathtub and it's really hard for you to climb in and climb out, consider to use a tub bench. Mm-hmm. It is a bench that two legs inside the bathroom, two legs outside the bathtub. So that it is like an extended bench, mm-hmm. that is easier for you to get in and out by sitting down and scooting in. And make sure you have a non-skid surface or a non-skid mat in your shower or bathtub.
I'm going to interrupt you,
yes.
with what you just said, because mm-hmm. here I am again, a senior, and you just told me something I didn't know, that there is a bench that you can put in the bathtub,
great, yeah.
and out of the bathtub, mm-hmm. and you sit on it, mm-hmm. and you'll just be able to turn yourself into,
yes.
the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't turn yourself and you happen to have an aid there, they can turn you right, mm-hmm. into the, mm-hmm. bathtub. You don't have to actually depend on somebody to stand there and be there,
yeah.
with you in it.
No, because you want to maintain your,
yes,
independence.
I think
as
that's
long
a
as,
wonder.
Yeah,
I never knew that they had anything,
yeah.
yes.
like that.
It's called a tub bench.
A tub bench. Tub bench.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonder. To me, it's like a new invention. So here, everybody, you can get. I would get one for every senior, mm-hmm. to have it in the house should anything happen,
yeah,
just
absolutely.
To prepare yourself, you know, with all these things that are available. And I don't, you know, here you are an occupational therapist and you're alerting mm-hmm. us to things that I didn't even know. And here, mm-hmm. I think I know a lot.
You do.
Here I'm learning how dumb I really am. You know, you get older, you think you're so smart, and then you realize, oh, my God, I don't know this either.
Yeah.
But thank you so much
for
knowing that.
And speaking of shower, mm-hmm. be careful that sometimes when we take a warm shower, it can change our blood pressure. Mm. If you have if you feel very relaxed, your blood pressure dropped, and then you get out, and then you feel dizzy.
Yeah.
So really be careful when you take a nice warm bath or shower. And if you are still in good shape that you enjoy a bath, right, like really soak in, mm-hmm. a bath, very careful when you get up, right? Besides the blood pressure drop, and also you are trying to get up from the bathtub, when you are in a slippery surface,
yeah.
on a slippery surface, right.
But also, would you be able, here I go again, this is me, would you be able to tell somebody how to get out of a bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
If you get in the bathtub, I know this sounds like silly, but it isn't.
Right.
I know I get in the bathtub. I don't know how to get out sometimes.
Right.
Now, I'm slim.
Then don't
do you
get
turn
in.
This way? Do you turn this way? Do you get out on your knees? Do you hold on to the side of the tub? Do you hold,
right.
on to a
We
bar?
Have like right, like 30 seconds left.
Oh,
of this
I'm
segment.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a thought.
So
a thought.
So if you really feel you want to take a bath but you don't know how to get out, talk to an occupational,
yeah.
therapist.
And listen, call 311 or 869-6311. We can connect you. We have social workers and nurses that can put you in contact, you know, with an occupational therapist. So I cannot believe we flew through this segment. We could do certainly a longer time. We'll have to have you back on.
Sure.
I want to thank you. And these are just wonderful tips. And like I said, call 311 and we could give you these tips if you missed anything.
Come on.